Aziz, barakallahu fi.
Shab, when returning from Umrah, are du'as accepted for 40 days?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember that we have for Hajj. That for Hajj, remember Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say that the Hajj, the Haji, whose Hajj is accepted, then his du'as are accepted right till Rabiul Awwal and so forth. But for Umrah, we don't find anything in the Quran Sharif, nor in the Sunnah Mubarakah, no any authentic source that any Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala who said this. This is sometime you find some pious people, they make these type of statements that if you perform Umrah, then after Umrah your du'as will be accepted for 40 days. But we say, wa is laysa fa laysa. When there is no proof, there is no evidence for it, we cannot substantiate it, so that is not authentic. Remember that our du'as will be accepted every day, but there are conditions attached, and that is halal and tayyiba. Our income must be halal. What we consume must be halal. We must be reading our 5 daily salat. We have enjoined the family ties, and we are speaking to the Muslims who we are supposed to be speaking to. We haven't severed ties with them and so forth. So all these are conditions and prerequisites for du'as and supplications to be accepted every day.
Okay, so are we intending to move to our new place? Is it a must to move on a Thursday night, or we can move on any night? And what should we do before our first night in the house?
Remember that when you intend moving into new premises, whether it is residential, a new house, a new home, or whether it is commercial, your new shop, your new factory, your new warehouse, and so forth. So best is you move Thursday night, Friday. Why? Because it is Sayyidul Ayyam, the only day that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has dedicated a surah and a chapter to that day, the day of Jumu'ah. There is no such thing as Black Friday in Islam. Every Friday is Nurani Friday, filled with Nur, radiance and effulgence. Surah Jumu'ah, chapter 62, it comprises 12 verses, and it is called Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. So therefore, we will tell people that that is the best. Therefore, ulama have written, if you are opening a shop, a business factory, then the best time for you will be on a Friday after the Jummah Salat, because He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has commanded us, فَإِذَا قُدْيَتَ لَا تُفَنَّشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the Jummah Salat is finished, the Friday prayer is finished, then disperse on the land and sand on this earth, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Seek the sustenance and provision from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wadhkurullaha kathira. Remember Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely. La'allakum tuflihun. So that you will be successful. Chapter 62, verse number 10. So that will be the best. Otherwise, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala reports, when you want to start something in life and it is permissible, then do so on a Wednesday. And if you want reference of this, open Al-Maqasid Al-Hasana by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah. People say they can't find it. Look in the ending and you will find it there. Our mother Siddiqatu Bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma statement. So Wednesday or Friday will be the best, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, until what time can one perform Isha?
Remember, the other part of the question or the previous question was, what should we read? Read Surah Baqarah. Because remember the hadith in Muslim Sharif, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. Read Surah Baqarah. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً. By reading it, you must read it yourself, not put the CD and a recording and so forth. فَإِنَّ, so Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً. it is a source of barakah and blessing. وَتَرْكَهَا hasra, and you don't read it, it is a means and a source of regret and remorse. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَا, the evil forces cannot overpower you. Today, people, you are moving to a new shop, new house, new factory. People outwardly will make subhanallah, alhamdulillah, mashallah, but many of them, their hearts are burning with envy and jealousy and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala will protect you min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Till what time is Ishraq Salat? So it starts at 12, 15 minutes after sunrise. So work on 15 minutes. So that will be the best. Let's just say today that sunrise is 5:45. Example I'm giving you. So in a case like that, so then at 6 o'clock yet you read your Ishraq Salat. So everywhere the sunrise, we know it's different. That's just an example we are citing and mentioning. And how long will it last? For 3 hours, from 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock, so that will be plus minus your time for Ishraq Salat. What are the virtues of Ishraq? You read your Fajr Salat in the masjid with Jama'ah, O Rijal, O the men, you the Nisa and the women, you read it at home. And after Fajr, you engrossed and engage yourself, remember, in good activities, Quran Tilawah, Zikr and Tasbih, or you are giving advice and so forth. Then 15 minutes after sunrise, you read Ishraq Salat. So we were there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning in Cape Town. So we had programs there in Cape Town in Masjid Zakaria where Sheikh Fahim is. And we had program, mashallah, in Anwarul Islam where Mona Ilyas is, Haji Bashir Baisan. And we had, mashallah, in Islamia yesterday morning, Fajr time where Maulana Musaji is, and then everybody read the Ishraq Salat. What is the reward? Umratun wa hajjatun tamma, tamma, tamma. You will get the optimum, maximum reward of that Umrah and Hajj for the fadl and grace and mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah. You know how difficult it is to go for Hajj. You have to wait for quota, you have to wait for accreditation. The money is so much. Umrah, big problem nowadays also. So expensive. So leave all that now. What you want to go back, people? Go back Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Daily read the Ishraq Salat. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours after sunrise, and inshallah you will receive the optimum reward for Umrah and Hajj. Allah Jalla wa Jalla grant us tawfiq towards the right path. Ji.
Kisab, can Hanafi join Salah while traveling?
We have answered this question many a time, but new listeners, mashallah, so they want to know. So I was traveling from here to Cape Town and came back last night. I must thank my brother Shazli and Inayat and so forth. You know, I had to leave the Jalsa early. So because of my program yesterday afternoon and thereafter my plane and so forth and so on. So I arrived there at the airport, mashallah, we read Zohar Salat there, mashallah, at our place of residence, and then I came there, and then, mashallah, they arranged everything for me, and then they arranged for me the room, which is soundproof, from where I could do the program with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatun min Rabbi. We were there for 2.5 hours. So Asr Salat, I read there at Cape Town Airport. Maghrib Salat I read ye at O.R. Tambo Airport. And Isha Salat I read ye in the Sufi Masjid. So that is what Hanafis will say, that you cannot combine your Salat when you are a Musafir. No one from the Hanafi school allows it. Nor does Imam Abu Hanifa allow it. Nor Imam Abu Yusuf, nor Imam Muhammad, nor Imam Zufar, nor Imam Hassan bin Ziyad. These are the Rijal, these are the main main people and personalities of the Hanafi school, none of them allowed it. Yes, the Shafi'is, Malikis humbly say, if you are traveling and your journey is permissible, then you can combine Salat, Zohar and Asr in Zohar time, Zohar and Asr in Asr time, Maghrib and Isha in Maghrib time, and Maghrib and Isha in Isha time, and you don't have to read Witr also. According to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, when you are a Musafir and traveler, according to Hanafis, you have to read the Witr, and all the Fuqaha jurists agree, even though you are a Musafir, you should be reading the 2 rakat Sunnat Muakkada, Sunnat Ratiba before the Fajr Salat. So 2 Sunnat and Muakkada, and then the 2 Fars. When you are Musafir also, you should read and perform it. Nevertheless, remember An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur, that you cannot obtain and attain the bounties and favors of Allah through haram speech and actions and so forth. People are going to meet their mistress, people are going to meet their girlfriend, boyfriend, sugar daddy, and then they say they want to combine salat, they want to make qasr. So all that is to read 2 rakats, not permissible according to the Shafi'is and Hanbalis. Today you look at the weddings, I can't believe, you know, somebody sent me some of these things that are going on, people dancing and what going on, just like the non-Muslims we're behaving. Can't we see what is happening in Gaza? Can't we see what is happening in Syria? Can't we see what's happening in our own country? But we must show off. You see that? What you're talking, I have it, so let me use it. My son is getting married, my daughter is getting married, my grandchildren are getting married, and we will waste 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. Innal mubazzirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. People who squander their wealth, remember, they are the brothers and sisters of Satan and Lucifer. So chapter 17, verse 27, so you are traveling for a haram wedding. You know all the things, they are haram. The videos are there, intermingling is there, the dancing is there, and everything is haram. The nudity is there, and so many things going on. So according to Shafi's, Hanbalis, when you're going to such type of functions, you can't be reading Qasr Salat and shortening it from 4 to 2, and nor can you make Jama and combine the Salat. You know in advance, they give you the whole program, that this time to this time this will happen, this time to this time this will happen. So we should take cognizance of that, and it's haram to attend such functions, because then we are part and parcel and accomplice in that crime. Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 5, verse number 2, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and you must cooperate in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and you cannot cooperate in sin and transgression. So that is the golden maxim and the golden rule in Islam. Every day, every night, every occasion, we should apply it and ask our inner selves, our inner conscience, that will guide us. إِسْتَفْتِ نَفْسَكْ إِسْتَفْتِ قَلْبَكْ, mentioned there in Musnad Ahmad. So that is what we should be doing.
Can Salah be read in the same room in which there is the TV?
If the TV is off, and so forth and so on, so then it will be fine. Not that the TV is fine, but your salat will be valid, not makruh and anything. The TV is on, this Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, sports, entertainment, all that. So the music will be there, the men and women will be there. Half the time they are also naked and so forth and so on. So although the salat will be valid, but it's makruh. You must remember, you read it in a very, very undesirable place and so forth. When you have other alternatives, he rahmatulil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam's miracle, he the master sallallahu alayhi sallam taught us, ju'ilat liyal ardu, for me the land and the sand has been made, masjidaw wa tahura, ju'ilat liyal ardu masjidaw wa tahura, open Mishkat Sharif Mustada Ahmad, anywhere that is park and clean, you can perform the yammum there. Anywhere where it is park and clean, you can perform your salat there. How many a time we perform salat at the airports, we perform salat in the park, how many a time we perform salat in open places, because we are sure that those places are clean and so forth. And it is a da'wat to people that see how devoted, dedicated we are. Hadaran wa safara. When we used to travel on Emirates, then deliberately I used to try and stand there by the exit doors, you see, and the people can see me, how we are performing salat and so forth. Because you must remember, that also is a da'wat invitation, that we will never ever miss our salat, insha'Allahul Aziz, whilst we are traveling. Our devotion, dedication to Almighty Allah must be all times, all places, and all circumstances. So therefore, that this TV nowadays, where and where it is reached. Yes, if you got CCTV in your room, because of, you understand, security purpose, and you read Salat there, so that will be permissible. Because nowadays, you know, South Africa is crime-riddled. We are one of the most, one of the worst countries, not only in mathematics and arithmetic and counting and science and all. We are one of the worst countries in the world as far as security goes, as far as kidnapping, hijacking goes, and all everything else, and whatever else. So therefore, if you read Salat and perform Salat where your CCTV is, so that will be permissible and acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, can one perform Salah on a thick musalla?
Not permissible. Remember what is the definition of sujood. Wad'ul jabhati alal ard. That you place your forehead, you place your tip of your nose on the ground. So a normal musalla and carpet, you read salat. So that is fine. But you come with this very thick ones, 8 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches, and so forth and so on. So there's no way that your nose, the tip of your nose, your forehead will touch the ground and so forth. So remember that these type of musallas, we must abstain from reading salat on it. Likewise, today people come from Umrah, from Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, and their names are engraved there. Ahmed, Muhammad, Fatima, Aisha. These are the greatest personalities, and you're putting it on the floor and so forth. Remember, it is disrespectful, and we will tell you not to read Salat on those musallas. Chapter 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect and reverence to the landmarks and symbols of Almighty Allah, that is the sign of the taqwa and true piety of that person there. So we can't just adopt the sheep mentality and just follow the Pied Piper. Remember, Islam does not allow that. We have our own constitution, and we have to abide by that constitution. And our constitution is the Quran Sharif. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, before reciting the Quran Sharif, used to kiss the Quran and say, Hadha dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my beloved Allah. Chapter 22, verse 32. Last question, Mu'a Salim.
How do we make sajda shukr?
The best is, you must remember Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's benevolence. I told my wife, just look at this trip we undertook to Cape Town. Going time, wonderful seats. Coming time, wonderful seats. All the programs went with siha, afia, inshallah, wat qabuliya. We beg and petition Almighty Allah, our Darulum Newcastle, the oldest Darulum in South Africa, 52 years now in existence. distance, mashallah. And there in Cape Town, 26 years, our Qasimul Ulum, our graduates. So mashallah, we are well connected to both the Darulums. It's part and parcel of our life. So everything went so well. There were 12 students who graduated yesterday at Qasimul Ulum. So in Cape Town, rakat salatu shukr. And we came home again, we read 2 rakat salatu shukr. So they, so a big, big blow to Shias and Iranian regime and so forth. So if you have wudu, you face Qibla and it makes us the shukr, the fatwa is possible. Not that what these cricketers are doing, that with their short pants there, they score a goal and then they just make us da no wudu. The 4 schools, hence we need to be clear on these issues. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.